Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because Lois Geller is back, ladies and gentlemen. Lois is in the building, so to speak. Lois is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of Lois Geller Marketing, and she's a marketer through and through who has become quite an expert on social media. And so I'm going to listen to somebody like that, and I hope you will too. Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Lois. You're welcome anytime. You've been pretty busy on the social media, in the social media world, haven't you?
I have. I've been so excited about the social media because direct marketing, which I've been in for decades, has always been my bailiwick, my love, my excitement, and here I am in social media, which is like direct marketing on steroids, you know? It's just everything happens faster on social media, and you get response quicker, and you adjust your message faster, and so it has been a real boon to my business.
Well, and folks, Lois wrote the book on these topics she's talking about. Her book, Response, is the Bible on profitable direct marketing. Also, she's written other books, including Customers for Keep. She knows how to help you find and keep customers. And so, with that perspective, Lois, how do you see social media as a future, in the future of small businesses?
Well, I see it as a huge resource for us, the small business owner, because I use social media where I used to hire consultants all the time when we were on Madison Avenue, you know, when I was doing a speech or when I was doing a huge program and I needed help, I would bring in consultants. And now in many particular instances in my life, I go to my social media. So, for instance, I have a speech coming up in July up at the Merit Direct Co-op, and it's on business to business. And so I sent out a question in LinkedIn, and I said, you know, in business-to-business catalogs, what do you think the biggest challenges are? You know, and woof, I got like 27 great answers from experts, and there was a whole framework of my talk. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, this is amazing, you know. And from catalog, all, you know, people who are CMOs from major catalogs.
So you're leveraging the community, aren't you?
I'm really leveraging the community, and on LinkedIn, which is my first place that I always go, I get a chance to keep in touch with my network. I find out what they're doing, and then when I need advice, I throw it out there, not only to everybody out there in LinkedIn, but also my own 200 people that I'm allowed to email my question to in my own contact base on LinkedIn.
Well, and you know, I use the word community, and that's the term that I prefer to use, because what I've been saying for a long time, Lois, is long after the term social media is dead, or not dead, but we won't be using it as the main thing business people talk about when they talk about connecting with people. We'll be talking about communities, because I think, you know, social media is really the technology, the platforms that allow us to build and serve communities, isn't it?
I think that's the way of the future, and I think the idea and the excitement for me is not only that it's our community of people we know, but also our community now is the world. You know, we part of my community on Twitter was an Indian web designer. Well, he's working on one of our websites for our clients now. Mm-hmm. Now, how would I have met that man in India who does amazing flash and great interactivity? I never would have, unless I had. The community is the world, and that's the excitement of this.
One of the things that I'm concerned about, Lois, is that a typical Main Street small business, like the people you and I do business with in our towns and the folks that I work for and you work for too, the people who buy your books and listen to your speeches, the mainstream folks, the dry cleaners, the restaurant, the small manufacturer, the garage operator, you know, whatever, the retailer, I'm concerned that they don't really. It's hard for them to appreciate and to get their hands around the social media opportunities. What do you think?
Well, I was speaking at the National Cleaners Association down in the Bahamas recently, and I told them that their assignment after the day was over was to go back and open up a Twitter account and get on LinkedIn. And I would say maybe 35 of the group did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting such amazing response because they've been emailing me and saying, you know, I found a customer on Twitter that hadn't been back with us, and apparently when we were dry cleaning their suit, we returned it to them, and it wasn't in pristine order. Mm-hmm. Now we've resolved the issue, and they're back. You know.
And if they hadn't been on Twitter, they wouldn't have known about it, and they wouldn't have been able to have redeemed themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for whatever. You know, dry cleaners are an interesting. You mentioned dry cleaners because it is small town America. But the dry cleaners that I have been talking to have, you know, we recently did a dry cleaner website called Apthorpe Cleaners, and it's very interactive, and it has places where you have like a stain museum, and we show the different stains, and we had a lot of fun with it. And Deborah Kravitz, who owns the site, has been telling me that people, she has the website on her. On her truck, and people have been going to the website, and then they've been touching her on Twitter, and they've been asking her about the wedding gown,
mm-hmm.
about this stain, about that stain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way for everybody to reach out, and it's just kind of getting into it takes a while. There's sort of a bridge you have to cross in order to get over it, because when you first look at it, you say, oh, just a lot of people talking about having lunch. You know,
or worse, what they're having for lunch.
Exactly.
or when they're going to bed or waking up. Now, those things are kind of annoying. So what we've been trying to do here, Lois, and what I want you to help us some more with is after we come back after this break, we've been trying really hard here on the show, and I've been trying in my writing, to help small business owners see how there can be an ROI from social media for a mainstream small business, for a Main Street small business, for any business. How can they, you know, it's not just big, it's little businesses that are having issues with this. Big companies are struggling with this too. And so we're going to talk about this a little bit more with our good friend Lois Geller right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find my blog right off the homepage there. You can find my knowledge base, askjim.biz, is right there. The newsletter is on the homepage. You can click on that and subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things, the articles, the archives. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. You want to listen or read or ask, we've got something that will help you there. So keep checking that out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Lois Geller is our guest. She is the founder and president of Lois Geller Marketing, the author of Response, the complete guide to profitable direct marketing, or as I say, the Bible on direct marketing, and also her book on customer care, Customers for Keeps. And she's our good friend. Lois, tell us how we can find you online, how we can find your books, and all the things that you're doing.
Well, I'm at LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com. That's where our website is.
Okay.
And Twitter, I hope you'll follow me at Lois Geller, and on Facebook, also at Lois Geller, and at Plaxo, Ecademy, High Five, all Lois Geller.
All right.
So I hope you'll visit me.
Good. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And whatever Lois does is top shelf, I promise you. We as you know, we have no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best, and Lois is the best of the best. Lois, let's talk some more about making social media relevant to the average small business. As you know, small business owners have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And with in a tough economy for a lot of small businesses, it's hard for them to think about taking on something brand new like social media. What do you think about... Now, you and I are I mean, you're a lot younger than me, so this is probably a lot easier for you, Lois. But you know, for folks who are a little long in the tooth, you know, this, some of the newfangled stuff takes a little while. I've been encouraging my audience to if you've got a 20-something in your organization, assign them the task of bringing your company into the 21st century with social media. What do you think?
Well, I guess that's a good idea for some people. For me, I had to do it myself. And, you know, I'm way over older than you, Jim, so that was a real cute remark to me there. So the thing that I've learned about Twitter, for instance, is that I had to do it myself to give myself a voice. And once I did, and I started to write about some of the things that happened to me on Twitter, large corporations started calling to see if I wanted to be their voice on Twitter.
Hmm.
And so I actually am the voice of several large corporations on Twitter now.
Good for you.
And that's because I am a builder of relationships, and that's really what they wanted.
But see, you're a writer, Lois. You are that. This is Twitter is custom made for word merchants like you and me.
I just love it. You know,
you are.
I was on Twitter about 2 months ago on a Saturday morning, and I said I had to go to aerobics class, and I was kind of didn't really want to go. And somebody tweeted back, and he said to me, "Well, I'm going for a 4-mile run, blah blah blah." And we started a conversation. We were back and forth, and he said he was running the loop. And I said, "Oh, gee, it's funny. We have a loop right near my apartment here in Aventura." And he said, "That's the loop I'm running." And I said, "Wow, you're a neighbor." And he said, "Yes." And he had a vitamin company. And he said, "I've read some of your books, and I didn't realize you were the Lois Geller, and you're my neighbor. Could I come over to the office?"
He meant the Lois Geller is what he meant.
So he came over to have, not the, but anyway, he came over to the office. His name is Joe Blumenstein, and he owns Joe B's Vitamins, and it's a small business. And he came over, I gave him a coffee, and my staff sat down, and we went about to help him. And since then, I've blogged about him a few times and gotten him some business and helped him with some strategy. So that's how you begin relationships.
And all that you did was you put yourself out there and met the world halfway on Twitter, for example.
And that's why I don't think you can assign it to somebody else.
Well, the only reason I'm saying that is no, I agree with you. I do think, but you and I both know that a lot of small business owners are not going to get into it because they're not comfortable writing, they're not comfortable chatting, but that doesn't mean the business shouldn't be represented online.
I think the business has to be online.
Yeah.
And if they're not comfortable talking or chatting or being, then they're having trouble probably with networking everywhere. So that's really hard today because I think that's what this is all about, networking online.
Another thing, Lois, that I'm concerned about is that some people might go the other way, might go the opposite of what I just said, and spend so much time on it that they actually forsake other opportunities and they shouldn't. What do you think?
Well, I think that I have had to learn to discipline myself and go on a Twitter diet. And so I only Twitter. Well, I actually got myself Hootsuite, and I Hootsuite up there. I put my 20 Twitters or whatever a day on Hootsuite. I time them every hour, and then they go off. So
yeah.
I only put my Hootsuite up, and then I just respond to people once or twice during the day. I look at it because I'm a Twitter addict.
You can. It can be seductive, can it?
Oh, it really is, and it's such fun, you know, because there's so many people out there trying to learn, and so many small businesses follow me. I have, you know, 3,000 followers now, and I bet 75% of them are small business owners.
Right.
And so I want to help them all, so I really have to try to discipline myself.
Give us the website one more time, Lois.
Pardon?
The website one more time.
It's www.loisgellermarketinggroup.com.
And she's the Lois Geller, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Lois, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Lois Geller, the Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented Lois Geller. And take a quick break right back after these messages with the lovely and talented Michael Cox. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.